This is the day's play after Friday night footy saw the Sydney Swans 26-point winners over Carlton at the SCG. The start of round 11 was the if not now, then when match. And for the Blues, it's all sliding away. Sydney victorious. Here were the thoughts of Jared Healy and Brad Johnson.
Yeah, well done to the Sydney Swans tonight. That's a big win at home. That's a couple in a row. And the way that they were able to run out this this contest, the Blues were down on rotations in the last quarter. And Jared, you nailed it. You said that the Swans just needed to get one. Mm. And they got the one. And then they
broke the spirit, didn't
broke it, got one straight away again. Game over. And they run out healthy winners here tonight at the SCG. Warner was very good, I thought, throughout the entire night. Finished with 29 disposals. Blakey was probably best on with Mac and Ernie. Lloyd provided a lot of run off halfback. But they saw a lot of ball, the backman, for the Sydney Swans. It's just that the Blues key forwards could not impact the game on the scoreboard at all throughout this contest. And it really is a massive letdown for the Blues in that perspective.
Yeah, they went inside 59 times, the Blues, for 6 goals, 15.
There you go.
15 goals, 6. They win the game comfortably, and a lot of focus will be on Michael Voss. But all he can do is set a side up to
win. I thought he set the side up well to win tonight. Yeah. The players, the ones that didn't execute, also certain players didn't execute tonight.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you couldn't question their defence. I think Wietering played well. McGovern played well. Saad was beaten badly in the first half, I should say. Then the Swans let him go, and he got into it, but they're loose man. I think Papley was allowed to just go up the ground to a fair bit, and he got plenty of the ball. I still think they lack a bit of run, the Blues. Their midfield is just a little bit too one-paced. Every club, it seems, is now working off the skipper, off Cripps, and it was Heaney's best game for a long time. So Heaney's had his best game for a fair period of time. McInerney's come back into the side and played really well on one wing. I think Quick Wicks came in and played really well. Papley's had his best game for a month. Hickey certainly has got better for the run last week. He was pretty average. McLean's had his best game in history, in his history.
And the other one is Malikan.
And Malikan came in and showed that he still can.
He's still got it. He's still got it. I actually saw watching Luke Parker go up to him at the end of the game and had a good word in his ear and was pretty strong in terms of his praise for Malikan.
11-11-77 defeated the Blues 6-15-51. The Goods O'Loughlin medal went to Chad Warner. Our three votes went to Nick Blakey. Both were superb in what the Swans were doing. Here's how we called the game on AFL Nation.
McInerney gets it back, runs inside 50, heads toward Cole, and kicks a cracker.
Punched out the side, clever tap, out to Cottrell, swings it at goal, got it there. Motlop gets hold of it, flings it at goal. One way or another, the Blues got it there. Jesse Motlop saves Charlie Curnow a few blushes. He liked the look of McLean, who had the height, spilt the milk, has a chance still at the back, got an assist, and running through and kicking the goal is Sam Wicks. Tom Bocconi, so much spoken about in his absence, and on return he's firing through the goal. Kicks perfectly and McLean takes the mark.
How good is that?
Hayden McLean directly in front, 40 metres out, thumps it through.
Motlop in the meantime, and he kicks it and it bends it back and he scrapes that in by a coat of paint only. He's got two and he could be the difference maker. 50 metres from the Swans' goal, Big Hickey's come up with it, feeds it out. Now Wicks puts it on the boot and kicks a monster goal. If it bounces, it got an amazing bounce.
Opening half, Hayward kicks it to the hot spot. McLean, Wicks out to Warner. The Chad strikes first in the second half.
Fox had it, lost it. Doherty gets it, gave it to Walsh. Some open space ahead, heads toward goal, and he got it there. Splendid kick. In he skips, he's 50 out. He launches goal, but it's coming back, and it is beautiful. So Papley's going to kick around the body. He bends it. Has he got enough band? He has. Has he got enough celebration going? He lets him know.
Franklin towed it to the teeth of goal. McLean towed it on. And the Chad kicks the goal.
From the scramble, Swans get the clearance, Arola. Parker hunts it down, 50 from goal. He kicked the door, it's full forward. Big Mark Hayward goal. They might be done, the Blues. Some hope at the bye round. If McInerney puts this through to seal it all, and he does.
Carlton's season continues to slip away as Sydney make their stands. They go past the Blues on the ladder with a 26-point win and stay viable heading to the bye.
The Swans move to 5-6. The Blues continue to fall. They're 4 wins, 1 draw and 6 losses. It's 4 on the bounce and they've lost 6 out of the last 7. They are our fare on Friday night in round 12 against Melbourne at the MCG. Sydney victorious. The round 11 games, you'll hear the lot on AFL Nation right across the second week of Sir Doug Nicholls' rounds. Enjoy.